So this is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast. I am a pastoral therapist that works with marriages and works with families. I also work with people, helping them to build and strengthen their lives. And so it is the Thanksgiving season, and I just wanted to take a few minutes just to talk about what I'm thankful for. Number one, I didn't get a chance to do a podcast on this yet, but I probably will do one later on. I am thankful for being married for 28 plus years to my spouse, Cheryl. We celebrated that back in September, and we had a chance to go away with another couple who are friends of ours, go out to Vegas, see some friends, sneak up on my father, who was there for his birthday. He didn't know that we were going to be there, so we snuck up on him. That was fun. Got a chance to see a cousin that I hadn't seen in about 20 years. She's all grown up, becoming a very wonderful young lady. And so we celebrated time together. And so I'm thankful for 28 plus years of walking through the joys and the challenges of marriage. And one of the things I will always encourage people, find ways to celebrate your marriage, not just your anniversary, but definitely on your anniversary as much as possible, even if it's something simple, like we did one year. I think it was in the midst of COVID that we just sat out on the deck of our house and like ate some steak and salad. You know, we did what we could do. But you find ways to celebrate your marriage. And so I'm thankful for that. I am thankful that I am a grandfather. I had a new granddaughter show up in January of this year. And so it's been fun getting to spend time with her at times and getting to know her. Sometimes I think I'm one of her favorite people. And sometimes I'm learning she fusses at me just like she fusses at everybody else. Had a weekend where she was over my house and my son and his fiance and everybody else, they were over there and she took her turn fussing at everybody. And so, but it is fun being a grandfather and getting to do that. I am thankful for my children because my children are grown and grownish, but here's the crazy thing. They still call their parents. They still talk to us. They actually check on us. Sometimes, you know, being grown, you can get distance if you aren't careful. And so we understand in parenting, we give them the appropriate distance and space. But I'm grateful that they'll call and text and chat because that doesn't have to happen. I am grateful for being in good health. You know, I'm getting older. I have to go to the gym more. I have to watch what I eat. I'm still working on that watching what I eat because I got to be honest, I like a good burger. I love a good steak and I love some good fried chicken. I'm going to be honest. And there are some sweets that I like a lot. I have to work on those things. But I am grateful to overall be in good health and family in good health. I am thankful for family that even though they're having their struggles, they are still keeping on and trusting in God. I have quite a few family members who are dealing with health struggles right now. But one of the things I know from talking to most of them, it hasn't deterred their faith in God, and they're trying to do the best that they can do. So that is a blessing. And so I'm just sharing some of the things I'm thankful for in this season. I hope it gives you time to think about what you might be thankful for in this season. Because here's why thankfulness is important. I truly believe that the Lord is blessing us every day. I also believe that if we aren't careful, we can overlook those blessings and see the things that we might want to lament about. And I often say this, the Lord does promise to supply our needs according to his riches and glory. And last time I checked, what we really need, food, water, good health, and people who love us. So long as we have food to eat, water to drink, and maybe I'll just add this, a place to lay our head with cover, and people who love us, and good health, we're actually in a great place. And for those of us who have all of those, or most of those even, man, we just got to stop and say thank you to the Lord. Because there are a lot of people on this earth who are struggling, who do not have those things. I walk in hospitals sometimes. I've done hospice work. I've seen people in grief. I've seen people with sicknesses that they're having troubles covering. I've been in places with friends who are dealing with folks who don't have homes, who are worried about their next meal. All of those things, man. And so that's why I say to stop and be grateful. And one of the things about this Thanksgiving season is it gives us the chance to say thanks. And so my encouragement is during this Thanksgiving season, as we prepare to get together with our families, to eat food, to watch football games, to do whatever else, that we stop and say thanks to the Lord for the blessings that we do have. And then I would encourage us not just to stop at Thanksgiving, but we take some time every day to stop and say thanks. Here's the thing. There are studies that show that being grateful actually encourages our mental health and can be one of the things that helps to cure depression. So there's even a mental health benefit to stopping, looking at some blessings, and being grateful and thankful. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast, thanking you for joining us today. I'm hoping wherever you are that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and that you stop and say thanks. If you'd like to work with me, please go to my website at www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com. Take care. And always remember to say thanks.